This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. Thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. So glad to be here today, knowing what God's wisdom is. It is the Word of God. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations. We have a great pastor that's bringing wisdom to us. We know who Jesus is because he is the Word. We've been taught that. And I want to introduce you to him. He's an honorable man, a great man, teaching God's people. So happy to be under him as one of God's sheep. And at this time, I present unto you our great pastor and teacher, Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Phillips, our elders, evangelists, missionary deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice. We do greet you in the name of Jesus, another Sabbath day. We're glad for this window, glad for this door of utterance. We want to talk to you today about being against the principles and the powers that are ordained. Before we get into that, the choir have this number, Obey the Word, because that's what we're all about. That's what God's people are all about. Obey the Word. Thank God. Beautiful.
Yes, it is.
We are grateful for our choir. Our sister Tatum have a poem. She's getting ready, and our elder Miles will get in motion.
Okay.
We're glad for our sister Tatum. And these are sanctified. They don't read poems in a club or at the local Starbucks somewhere at night. They have a little crowd together, so we got poetry written by Maya Angelou and Sister Tatum. No, she's not mixed up with that crowd like that. Wherever the door is open, we'll come and read a poem. They could not appreciate the poems that she writes unless you are striving for perfection. Sister Tatum.
Total consecration. Lord, bless me in my daily walk, where I go and how I talk. No gossip and unwise conversation. I'm striving for total consecration. Don't want carnality in my talk, only holy living in my walk. I have no excuse to slip or slide. I'm forever being taught flesh cannot hide. So if I jest and if I joke, use idle words that others have spoke, I'd be put to open shame and be unfit to bear your name. But if I maintain a righteous stand, doing all your requirements that you command, what could hinder my conversation and my desire for total consecration? It's there for me to grasp and hold if I keep my strive and you bless my soul.
Isn't that beautiful? Thank God, thank God. Wonderful words, and the words are true. And they are much effective if you are striving to live a life of holiness. We have our announcements. Deacon Debbie, thank God.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now the pastor.
Thank God for you, Deacon. Thank God for the choir. That number was wonderful. As well as that poem, our Elder Miles, beautiful accompaniment. He's not playing at the local mall. People walking in, he's hovered over the piano playing. He's not doing that. He plays for the Lord in the presence of God's people, where God is. And I thank God for our Elder Phillips, opened up so beautifully. As our Elder Batiste, when she does. But he made mention again about the word. It's your wisdom. I'm going to read that before we get started in this thought, because this is how you understand what God is calling for. Deuteronomy 4:6 says, keep therefore and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Because whatever nation you're from, if you look through the prisms of God's word, you understand God. Yes. Can I understand God unless you're looking through the prism of not having gods before God and not taking his name in vain, not making graven images? When you look through these prisms and honoring the father and the mother, those that carry God, you can see and understand God clearly. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Ephesians 6:10. I wanted to sing this song, Brethren Be Strong. But our brother Richard wasn't here, so he just walked in on the end. But what's more important is that he is here for the word. 6:10, Deacon Franny, what does it say?
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord.
That's what our strive here at 425 Laconia Boulevard. Be strong in the Lord.
And in the power of his might.
Be strong in the power of his might. What?
Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
So you're able to stand against the way God comes not God, the way the devil comes at any point when you put on the word that God gives you, because God is going to prepare you for that enemy. Because we're in a race here for our life. Once we're born again, and in order to get through this life and to make it into the kingdom and continue in the kingdom, we must obey God and follow the Spirit. Follow the word as God is bringing it to us that gets us through the wiles of the devil. What?
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
So we're not wrestling against any person. We're not wrestling against a body. We're wrestling against the works of the flesh. That's what we're wrestling against. Not flesh that houses the works of the flesh. Our warfare is not carnal. It's not about tangible people. It's about what's working on the inside of people. So only two things working, either God or the devil. The devil's works are called the works of the flesh. God's works are called the fruits of the Spirit. Wrestle not against flesh and blood. What?
But against principalities.
It's about principles and against powers, because we have the principles of God, which is God's ways. We have these principles we've come from. We were at an eatery called The Drink, like unto Starbucks. And along comes this man. He said, "Hi, you doing, brother?" And I said, I smiled at him and said, "I'm not your brother." He's old. He said, "I've been watching you and him for some time, and I think you're Christian." I said, that's true. I said, "But I'm not your brother." He said, "Well, why would you say that?" I said, we don't have the same mother, and I don't know you. The scripture says, "Know them that labor among you." You can call yourself a Christian, but if I don't know you, I'm not calling you brother. And as the conversation went on, I said, let's go back to what Jesus said. Who is my mother? Who is my brother? Those that do the will of my Father. So if you're not doing God's will, you're not my brother. You just can't assume somebody's your brother because we look like we might be the same color or size or in the same thing. That don't make you a brother. But these are principles people go by. Now, I know we're the brotherhood of humanity, but this is, he said, well, Paul said, call them brethren or whatever. I said, yeah, those that are doing God's will. That's in the church. I don't know you. And then the conversation went on from there. These are principles. So if you see me, don't say, "Yo, brother." Don't give me no power sign or no bump jack in your fist, because I'm not in those principles anymore. Never was into the bump jack, but don't come and give me no black power sign. I'm not into that. I fight against those principles regardless of how the outcome may be. You may be ostracized. They did Jesus like that. The Jews didn't like him. He was a Jew. Maybe blacks don't like us. Maybe other Chinese or Greeks don't like us. Because we stand for holiness, but we get into it. Our principles, we'll be hated of all men for our principles we stand for. Isn't that beautiful? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities. What?
Against power. Against the rulers.
It's these power, these people that look like you, whoever you look, whatever you look like. That's power when you feel you're obligated to speak or go along with the program.
That's right.
That's power over you. You don't have power over me. God has got the power over this flesh, not the world, not the powers that be. Go ahead.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
That's what constitutes these powers, rulers of the darkness, not the rulers of God. God's rulers only have holiness to give you. And it's fruits of righteousness. It's not about what you look like. It's about your behavior. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
We don't know what Adam looked like.
No, we don't.
Adam could have been an array of colors. Who cares? It's what he did. His behavior is what God got him for. Who could care less what his hair looked like? He could have been like a horse's mane or kinky as the kinkiest kink you ever seen. Who cares?
That's right.
It's the behavior. What did it say?
Against spiritual wickedness.
Against spiritual wickedness.
In high places.
In high places. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to the 12th verse again. Read that again. Yes.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
But what?
But against principalities, against power.
It's against power.
Yes. Against the rulers.
And the scripture says, finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Yes. So if we're going to follow God, we want to have power. How do we get it? God's might is his spirit, and God's spirit is his word. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Hebrews 4 and 12. Now, you want to be strong in the Lord, get strong in his word, not by quoting it, but doing it. Because hearers is not blessed. The doers are. Doers have the strength. Talkers just talk. Talkers are empty wagons. Isn't that beautiful? Hebrews 4 and 12, what does it say?
For the word of God is quick and powerful.
It's quick and
powerful.
It's powerful. So if you're going to be strong in the Lord, power of his might, you're going to be strong in the word by being a doer.
Yes.
What?
And sharper than any two-edged sword.
Word is sharper than any two-edged sword. What?
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
Now, wait a minute. What else do you know can divide your soul and spirit but God's word? That's the strongest thing going in the earth. What did it say? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but names won't hurt me. You can put with any kind of laser you want, but you can't divide that soul and spirit. Only the word can. Now, when you're strong in the word, you got power. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
And of the joints and marrow.
Joints and marrow, what?
And is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
What?
Neither is there any creature that is not.
So when we bring the word, that's why people, you judge me. No, we're not. It's the word, because the word there's not a creature hidden before the word. There is any creature that is not manifest in his sight. What?
But all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
Read.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is past.
Now, the word is a high priest.
Yes.
Because the word took on flesh. Seeing then that we have a great high priest
that is passed into the heavens.
What?
Jesus, the Son of God.
What?
Let us hold fast our
principles.
Yes.
Not going backwards, not following the neighborhood, all of the fads that come down the pike, but follow our profession, holiness. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
James 1:21. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
Finally, brother, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. You want to be strong in the Lord. That's why the Lord said, you do err not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. So if you don't know the scripture, you ain't got no power. One way of getting power is knowing the scripture. The next way of getting it is to do it.
Yes.
Not knowing the scripture nor the power of God. Because if you knew the scripture, you know the power is in implementing it and taking it on as principles. Isn't that beautiful? 1:21, James.
Wherefore lay apart all filthiness.
All filthiness.
And superfluity of godliness.
What?
And receive with meekness the engrafted word.
What?
Which is able to save your soul.
This is why so many hear about the word and said, well, the word is Jesus. But the commandments is done away with. Well, the word is the commandment. And the word is able to save you just like Jesus. Because when Jesus saved you, it's the word that's saving you. If you say Jesus saved you, you don't obey the word, you're not saved. You're saved by obeying the word.
Yes.
Read.
But be ye doers of the word and not hearers only.
It's a whole lot. Now, this man we talked to, he was quoting a few scriptures. But then I brought another scripture. I said, now, if you don't believe this, you're thwarting the other one. Because this, he says, well, ain't nobody perfect. I'm not perfect. I said, but ain't what the Lord said. The scripture says, be ye therefore perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. I said, also, the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. So which one is it going to be? Because one complements the other if you believe them both. But if you say, nobody can live perfect, why are you going to quote, I can do all things? Because you can't do all things.
Exactly right. That's right.
What?
But be ye doers of the word.
Be doers of what?
Of the word, and not hearers only.
And there's reasons, two reasons why ones are not doers of the word. First of all, and the foremost, if they're not doing it, God knows they're not going to do it. If they never heard it, right. It ain't time to do it. But once they hear it, many don't want to do it. Because when they really meet God and find out what God is calling for, they don't want to do it.
That's right.
What?
Deceiving your own self.
When you are a hearer and not a doer, you're deceiving yourself. Not nobody else. You're not deceiving the one that had that word because you're open and naked to them.
That's right.
If you're keeping God's word and one is saying they're keeping it not, they're open and naked to you. You see them so clear? They just can't see themselves. But you can see them very clear because the word lets you see them.
Yes.
What?
For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass.
So if you're hearing it, you see yourself. Truly you do. You just don't have the power to implement it. You see yourself. Because if you don't, you make the scripture a lie. Read.
For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way. And straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was.
Now you see what you are, because the first thing is that I heard what you said. I heard the word. It's right. But if they're not going to do it, they just forget about what they heard. They forget about it. Next thing you know, they're cooking bacon and eggs. They ain't sad. They just forget about everything they heard. Back at the same old routine. Next thing you know, they feel like somebody's digging on them. Same stuff. And this goes on for 40 years plus. Just go on and on, same thing. I don't honor you, but I'm striving to. And that honor goes on like the no honor for 40 years. And their carcasses die with that same testimony. I ain't where I'm supposed to be. Hearers, but not doers.
Yes.
That's what it's talking about.
Right.
What?
But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer.
So that's why we get into the word as we do,
yes.
So we don't forget what we should do.
Yes.
We talked about that. Talk about it when you get up, talk about it when you lay down. So you're not a forgetful hearer.
Yes.
What?
But a doer of the word. This man shall be blessed in his deeds.
Oh, they say, oh, you're going to be blessed. I'm blessed. How you doing? I'm blessed. If you're not keeping God's word, you're not blessed.
That's right.
Not by God.
What
am I talking about? St. John 1:14. Let's go there.
Beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
St. John 1:14. We want to be doers of the word and not hearers only. And listen, I got enough sense to realize that many are going to say, got it. I'm going to do that. And then by the time they smell sausages, it's gone. As soon as they hit the house, like a puff of wind, it's gone. All they see is that clicker, and they start roaming in the refrigerator. Finding something to cook. St. John 1:14.
And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as is of the begotten of the Father.
The glory... as of the only begotten of the Father, what?
Full of grace.
Full of grace and truth. 12th verse, read it again. Read 12th verse, rather. But
as many as received him.
Talking about the word, and that word was made flesh, but the word never changed, because what was in him was the word. When he became made. But as many
as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God.
What?
Even to them that believe on his name.
Well, his name is the word. That means, well, I don't know who he is, but I know one thing. I was blind, now I see. But I believe on the word he brought. You say he's a Beelzebub. I don't know too much about it, but I believe his word. I believe on his name. They ain't talking about J-E-S-U-S. They ain't talking about that. And yet they are. They say, well, I believe on the name of Jesus because I see he's doing the work. I don't know him. I believe on his name because I see his works. He's teaching us the right way. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
What?
Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
Born of the Word. Not because mother, father, sister, brother, or your friends going this way. I'm here not because Batista's here. I'm here because I have a mind to obey God's word. 1 Peter 1:23, let's go there. Isn't that beautiful? Everybody got to have that same testimony. I'm here. Well, my wife came, so I have no choice. What was I going to do, stay home and watch Law and Order? So I thought I'd just join, I join her too. That ain't going to get you into the kingdom. You got to have that mind. I want to be saved. If she turned back, I'm going on. Isn't that beautiful? 1:23, what does it say?
Being born again, not of corruptible seed.
Now, the corruptible seed is those out there with these principles they have. And there's power. Deacon Feeney told me today that someone on her job got some kind of inspiration to go to church. And she asked the Lord about something. Take away something and
cancer
and
been diagnosed with cancer
and
when she was 19 she had in drugs.
Okay,
and got saved
by reading the word mm-hmm. And said, what did he take away?
The desire for drugs
went away. That ain't living holy though.
No, it's not.
She's been born again, but of corruptible seed. Because if you're not living holy, it's corruptible, because that means that'll get you a good life here, but it ain't gonna get you saved in the kingdom. That's what that'll get you, a good life, get you off of drugs. They have all kind of programs that's not even religious, get you in off of drugs if you obey it. My father smoked for 40 years plus, just about. They told him, if you don't stop smoking, you'll die. He stopped. That was the will of man. That don't get you into the kingdom. Some have power, some have a will, some don't. And some don't have the will, have helps that get them the will. That ain't got to do with salvation.
Right.
Read it again. Being born again.
Not of corruptible seed.
But not of corruptible seed. That means, don't come to, I've been born again. It's a whole lot of people been born again.
Right.
But of corruptible seed, what?
But of incorruptible.
What?
By the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever.
So if the word abide and live forever, when did it change from remembering the Sabbath day to Sunday? When did it change? Because if it changed, this was done away with. Because if you offend in one, you're guilty of them all. If you change one, the rest will change too. It lives and abides forever. It ain't changed. And it tells you the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord. So it doesn't matter what dispensation we're in, the seventh day is the Sabbath. How do you know when it's Sabbath? You know when Sunday is. You know when the first day of the week is, don't you? It comes right before the first day of the week. So whatever you think the first day of the week is, it's the day before that. That's the seventh day. Whatever dispensation you're in. You know what that is. So I don't know when the Sabbath, how you know when Sunday is? How do you know when the first day of the week is if you don't know when the Sabbath is? If you don't know when the seventh day. Luke 4:1, let's go there. We wrestle against principles.
That's right.
So, well, because the man we talked said, well, when is the seventh day? Say, how do you know when it is? I said, how do you know when the first day of the week is?
That's right.
So whenever you know that is, it's the one before that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
I said, you ain't got but a seven-day system. That's all God gave us.
Right.
He only named the seventh day, and we've named it too.
Yes.
It don't matter what we call it. He didn't just say the Sabbath. He said the seventh day.
Yes.
So I don't care what time in the earth. It's only a seven-day system, 365. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Don't say, you forgot about leap year. Okay, come on. It's all in the system. Luke 4:1, what does it say?
And Jesus, being full of the Holy Ghost,
what?
Returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit.
Is that power? He was full of the Holy Ghost.
You can visit us anytime for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us anytime at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.